Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at rpgnow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders, and you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.gmdice.com.
The pit, though, but he's still
hanging by a thread.
Okay, I'm gonna try to zorch him then.
Superheat the grate so he can't hold on anymore.
Burns his hands.
Actually, no, because there's a bigger threat for me, and I really don't want to die. So I'm gonna try to eye bite. The gnomish, halflingish, whatever the hell he is.
Okay.
So 16 plus.
It's versus will. So okay. That's a 21, 22.
That'll hit his will.
Okay. 6 points of psychic damage, and I'm invisible to him.
Okay.
That's my. I spent my minor, so. Well, I tried dumping him in the pit.
Hey, we both tried it. No. It's held him off of us for a couple rounds.
Yeah, that's true. And really, it was funny the first time when the one dude got pushed into the burning grate way back when.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be nice if that could be our thing, where we don't actually have to fight them.
We just push them into holes. And
yeah.
Fire and... All right.
Okay. Cheeto! That was it for Cheeto. Vampire spawn. Now you guys get to go. Who is there to tear apart? Let's see.
I'm still starting my next turn. Okay.
Five. Maybe you did an eye bite.
That's true.
So, vampire spawn on Gaz.
He's at least at a minus two.
Put his on Gaz now. You.
No, yeah.
AC 17.
But the other guy is on.
AC 17 is my AC. So.
Okay. 5 necrotic. Oh, are you bloodied?
No.
You're not bloodied anymore. Okay. Makes a difference with these guys.
I am after that attack.
AC 17 hit you. That's with the minus two.
With the minus two? Damn!
You're bloodied now?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, and you are bloodied?
I am.
Alright, take 6 points of damage.
No, I am bloodied after the attack, okay. Which is the difference. So.
I'm almost dead. They do extra damage against bloodied targets.
Almost dead. Not good. Oh, it would be sad.
The creeper gets to go. Does he want to go fuck with you? That's the question. Not really. There are squishier targets to be had. Well, it's not optimal, but it'll work. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait. Yeah. So he will try to attack you. And not roll a d12 for that. How about that? That's almost as bad. AC 26.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Okay.
I think the halflings might be going down.
Take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
As he attempts to gut you like a fish.
Okay.
I'm
going to.
Colin.
Does a 27 hit this thing in front of me?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. It's going to take lots of radiant damage. Does that kill it?
Yes. Well, technically, it is already dead.
Well, this is... It's extra dead now.
It's extra dead.
Poof. Standard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then I do my breath weapon, which will hit, but I'm going to do it, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so it's going to hit these guys.
Okay.
Not, just not him.
Okay. Okay, who do you want to do first?
Let's start over here. Okay, this is versus reflex.
Okay.
10 versus reflex, so no.
I'm missing.
The berserker, 16 versus reflex.
That'll hit the berserker.
Okay, minion, 21.
That will hit the minion.
The creeper, 18.
That'll hit the creeper.
And the other minion... will
fly.
Yes. So destroy the two minions.
Okay. Awesome.
Psh, fuck off.
Stupid things. And then everyone, these two take 6 points of acid damage.
Yes. And he's back to being the one berserker, the Mr. Limp, is back to being bloodied.
Because you then hit his buddy?
No, because...
Sad.
The battle
it's only for the first time.
Immediate reaction, win first bloody. So it only happens once in the encounter. And let's see, the creeper also took the damage too, right?
Yes. And that's my turn.
All right, excellent. Now we're back to the top of the list with the mighty Seth.
The bloodied berserker.
Okay.
I'm going to magic missile him.
All right, roll it.
That's probably going to hit. I hit a 23.
Oh, yeah. Berserker's not big on armor class.
I think that's against reflex, isn't it?
Regardless, it doesn't matter. His highest, I think his highest defense is a 15.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Anything else, Seth?
Nope.
Alright, Fang Yi.
Can I shift one that way and then do cleave on both of the...
Yeah, you can shift right there.
Yes, yes, you
okay,
can.
I'm doing that then.
Who are you? Are you attacking the bloody one or the non-bloodied one?
The non-bloodied one first.
Okay. Roll it.
Forget it.
His AC would have been a 15.
No. Okay. I rolled a 3.
Excellent. Iona. Keep wanting to call you Fiona.
Iona, Fiona. And now we're out of vampires, yes?
Yes.
We're currently out of vampires.
Okay.
Not even for ready money.
Alrighty then. I'm going to go ahead and cast Lance of Faith on the Berserker, on Limpy.
On Limpy, okay.
And try again. And I'm not going to make it, because that's a 10 versus reflexes.
Okay.
The dice are turning on us.
Yeah, they are.
The priest, once again, climbs out of the pit.
Not somebody bull rush him.
Somebody push him back in.
Back out of the pit. So that's his move action. His nifty healing thing did not recharge. That means he'll just have to do this crazy Shadow Curse thing. Range 5. Who can he hit? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he can hit you, you, or you. You're big and shiny. He'll try and hit you.
Okay.
Yeah. And he crits you.
No, he doesn't. Roll again.
And he rolls a one.
Thank you.
He rolls a one. Oh, don't thank me. Thank the Platinum Dragon.
Always.
All right, that was the Underpriest. Now the Berserkers, my minions, destroy them, destroy them. You're not destroying them fast enough. Stupid minions. All right, both of the Berserkers on Fang Yi. They are at plus 7. AC 14 and AC 8.
No.
Excellent. I mean, crap.
Swing and miss.
Gaz!
Okay.
Tis you, Gaz.
I'm going to take the Death Strike, which allows me to move to.
You will provoke from him.
Move or shift?
It's move. Move. You can so move.
You'll get a free swing at you.
That's fine. Go for it. Or, well, first, I'm going to use it as a minor action, use the healing potion. Let me have to rephrase. So now he can take his free swing at me.
Does a 26 hit you?
No. Yeah, it does. I don't know.
Yes.
He moves out of the way and takes damage to his hooves.
Sorry. 11 points.
Right on.
Wow. I'm
glad I just healed 10.
I was going to say. Oh, boy.
But now I've got combat advantage on him.
Yes, yes, you do.
So.
Mess him up.
Mess him up, mess him up, mess him up. Phew,
good. Crit.
Sweet. Nice.
Woohoo!
Woo! 24 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yay!
he's bloody.
Ow! I need those organs back.
So. I can't see him, but I can see the spray of blood, so I'm like, take that, bitches!
You're bandaging yourself back up. You're stuffing your entrails back into your guts.
There's bodies back there. I just grabbed one of their spleens and stuffed it back in.
Jeez.
Ew.
Cheeto.
Well, right. We know what he's doing his turn.
I'm going to spend my healing surge.
Okay.
So that's a standard.
That's my standard.
So we're moving a minor left.
Uh-huh.
Still bloody?
Yeah, no. Well, what is it? Surge is 8. So, yes, I am.
You're still bloody.
I'm still
bloody.
All right. And then I will move. 1, 2, 3.
H.
6.
2.
And I have a minor. I have to curse the closest guy. So I curse him. Try to stay out of combat now.
Alright.
Still.
And I think all of the vampire spawn are gone.
Yes.
The creeper, however, is still alive.
But only barely.
I was going to say, I did my best with 24 points of damage.
Sorry, I was almost dead, so I'm not doing too well. So I think it's going to be artillery now.
Okay. Here's what he's going to do.
He's going to shift over here. Let me think about this a second. Yeah, he's going to shift here, and then he's going to move, so you get an opportunity attack on him.
Sweet. Which is just basic.
Yeah.
Twenty-two versus AC.
That'll hit him.
Three points of damage.
Okay. It's still up. But 1, 2.
see, you bastard.
No.
Oh, you want to try to sneak around there, do you? Okay, fine.
We'll run over there. And keep in mind, the only person that can probably see him now are you two.
Right.
Well, no, you can't see him. He's out of sight from you guys. Okay. Cowan.
Okay. We'll go ahead and mark Mr. Cleric there with Minor. I don't have any more uses of my lay on hands or else I'd smack you, but
that's
I don't
fine.
Have it.
Don't worry about it. I haven't used my...
Four.
That's fine. Right here. Best I can do is a healing strike, but that requires me to hit something.
I'll go right here.
You could hit Seth with Subdual.
And I'm going to try to hit him with a Righteous Smite.
I would have to hit her with my mace. Or him, rather. Him in his pants.
23.
That'll hit
him. AC.
He's actually pretty well armed. But it may not matter. How much damage?
8 points of damage.
Okay.
That is divine damage. And each ally within 5 squares of me. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's pretty much everyone except for Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
gains 6 hit points.
Temporary or permanent?
Temporary.
He is bloodied.
We wish they were permanent.
And as you strike him and your holy power seems to roll off him and he appears somewhat changed. The ram tattoos on his face appear to grow a little, and if anything, he appears to be somewhat physically larger than he was mere moments ago.
Well, yeah, he got another marker, so he went up.
Yes.
His pedestal
and he screams, Orcus is with me! Orcus. Your doom is assured!
Orcus is a poofker.
Seth.
I am, once again, can't use any of my area attacks that I still have, so I'm going to magic missile the bloodied berserker.
Alright,
oh. Yeah, because everybody's in your line of fire. Yeah, I didn't figure Fangy would appreciate a scorching burst or burning
glass. Hey, I'm taking everything else, so that's all good. A little fire, that's alright.
19 versus reflex.
That'll hit him.
7 points of damage.
Okay. Still up.
Him no like.
Anything else, Seth?
Nope.
Alright, Fangy.
Can I mark both of them since I tried to swing at them last time and forgot about it?
Doop.
Or just one?
Reed had the markers.
I think she can mark both of them, if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
I believe you are correct. I think you can mark every one that you attack.
Thank you.
Mark a creature you attack.
Yeah.
So yes.
So they both get marked. Okay.
How many
mark both of them, please.
Six.
And then can I shift and move?
It'll take you 2 actions, but yes.
Okay. I want to shift and then use an action point to move up to him.
You want to shift over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to use an action point to move up to the priest.
To do that.
Mm-hmm.
To do that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The berserker will get a free attack at you.
I don't care.
Okay.
Still an action.
Does an AC 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Ouch. Take 16 points of damage.
No problem.
Ready then.
And she hadn't been touched this combat.
No,
so.
I got back up again, so.
So the meat shield is now in full operation.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to throw myself up there.
Mm-hmm. After that first hit.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, where was she, though? So she shifted.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. one. She moved.
Is that all you did that turn?
Yeah. If she burns an action point,
shifted.
She gets another.
You get another standard action, which you could use to move. So you could technically, if you burn that action point, right now you have a minor action left.
Or she could have discharged.
Or you could have discharged. Yes.
Okay,
so you could charge.
Well, no.
No.
She wouldn't have. She would have been stopped right. She would have been stopped right here by him.
You could move, and if you burned your action point, you still get another standard action.
So you could actually attack the guy.
Okay. Well, then I'll attack him. Why not?
Like, wait a second. Those are precious.
Use them wisely. Use them when you have them.
Okay. Oh, wait. Erase that. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try and do brute strike against him.
All right.
17.
About him. Wait. No, that will not hit the priest.
Blast.
Against what?
AC. Against AC.
AC.
That will not hit the priest. The priest's AC is 19.
Wow. Okay.
Iona.
My turn. I can see the priest.
Can you see the priest from where you are?
Yes.
Can you use that again?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah. You can draw a direct line of sight from her square to
his square, so yes.
Okay. Well then, I'm going to try to cast... What's his reflex?
His reflex is 14.
Alright, I'm going to try and cast Daunting Light on the priest.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that would be a 22.
That'll hit him.
All right, and then I need two d10s. Seventeen points of damage.
Wow, okay.
And it's radiant damage.
Okay.
Actually, and I can use this... 1d8 damage.
From
the special
reaction. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, you don't get that back until either the next day or until you get in
an action
a milestone,
point.
Right?
Get a milestone.
Which will reach after.
Which
this
will reach action. After this one. So.
So smoke them if you got them, right?
Yeah. Crap.
But apparently, it was set on stun.
Yes, it was a one.
Okay. Anything else, Iona?
I think that's all I can do.
Okay.
Because if I remember correctly, I healed Fang Yi at the beginning of the round,
mm-hmm.
and I healed him once.
Mm-hmm.
I healed Gaz once. So I'm out of minors.
The priest will say, "Minion, make yourself useful. Come kill this dwarf." He'll hold his action until the berserker can actually get up there.
He needs to go back where he went.
We'll do that. And the berserker will try dutifully to kill the dwarf. And he might do it. 23 versus your AC.
Yes.
Okay. Take 11 points of damage.
Okay.
That drops
me to bloodied, at least. Okay.
And then the priest will go ahead and go. And since you've got him under divine challenge, right?
Yep.
Okay. So he will try to smack you.
With balls, that's not said kill the dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, berserker! Ooh. Does an AC-32 hit you?
Yes.
Had to think about it there for a second, right?
Yeah.
Had to calculate.
Does it
13 points of damage. He plants a mace in your forehead.
Crap.
Okay. I'm not bloodied yet, though.
I tell you, Orcus is with me! Kabang! Oh,
I tell you, Orcus is a poofter!
Kaz, you're up.
And you know who told me? The Platinum Dragon!
Yeah, actually, I'd burn that earlier in the...
Oh, shoot, I forgot to mark him.
Well, say you mark him, because in your attack,
you may want to keep his mark on there, though.
You know, because if he didn't mark me, he might have attacked you.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. So, knocks yours off.
Surge.
Never mind.
Or leave my mark on him, and that way he
that's fine.
Logically needs to focus on me, and I'm not nearly as down as you are. Well, I am down now, but I'm not as down as you are.
How does his body calculated with temporary hit points?
Temporary hit points go first.
Yeah, but I mean...
No.
For my total hit points.
No, your total stays what it is. So your bloody value is still whatever your bloody value was. Temporary hit points don't change that.
Okay. Because with temporary, I've got 22 hit points, but I've only got 16 actual hit points.
Well, so. Let me rephrase. I misunderstood your question. You have however many hit points you have. If some of them are temporary, whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter where the hit points come from if you're over your bloodied value.
I'm over my bloodied value. Okay, so
what I thought you were asking was whether or not... Right. The temporary hit points bump your maximum, which increase your blood. Okay. So no, you're not blooded.
No, I got it. I got it because it's temporary. So that because that's got to come off first.
Okay. Stab Bruto behind.
Using the second wind is a standard action.
Yes.
For everyone but the dwarf.
So I still have
a minor and a move.
And since you use the second one, you get +2 to all of your defenses until the end of your next turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, since it's a standard, I can't move up to get the...
Well, you can move, you just can't do anything else unless you're...
Yeah, but there's no point in me moving up and becoming a damage sponge myself. Yeah.
The only thing I would do is give him the pluses to hit. Mm-hmm. He would be flanking.
Get that guy off my back.
Yeah, I'll move up and at least give Fangy flanking on him.
Yeah, you can pretty easily move in a way that's not going to provoke there. Cheeto!
Okay. 1, 2, 3, move right there. I then spend my minor cursing the closest guy I can see.
Which is that one.
Which is that one.
The closest uncursed guy you can see. Yes. Yeah.
Because I can't see him. Then I'm using Eldritch Rain on 2 targets within 5 of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be him and him.
Okay.
Yes.
The blue one is the main dude.
Okay. And what's this against?
All of it. All of it. Reflex.
Okay.
Ow.
Okay, the blue one got a 19 plus a lot, 20.
You need a 14 20. Versus either one.
Okay, well, he didn't get hit.
Okay, so the priest does get hit?
The priest does get hit.
Okay.
So.
Come on.
It's going to be dice 10 plus 7. Plus my wand. It's going to be 10, 11, 12
points of damage. That will be enough to kill the priest.
Sweet! Woo! But he rises again.
Death attack is a free action when reduced to 0 hit points. Before he dies, the orc is under priest can make a basic melee range attacking any target within reach. So!
Unless he wants to take more damage.
He's dying anyway. What does he care?
So.
But you have been the one calling Orcus a poofter.
And he is a poofter.
He's still a poofter.
Yes, really.
Orcus will have the Platinum Dragon for socks.
Yes, only a poofter would want platinum socks.
Because they're fabulous.
Pat?
29.
That'll hit me.
And I'm going to also do this.
And take 13 more points of damage.
And I'm going to be down there.
And the priest is no more.
Ouch.
You may see him again as Calderon. I think he's... I don't know. I think that might be more impressive than the Chaos Warrior.
He's got more. Well, at least they killed him.
All right.
I'm going to need to sleep after this.
Yeah, we'll just sleep on the bloody altar.
Yeah.
Just kind of be like... bathed in blood.
I very nearly erased Cheeto. All right.
No, Cheeto's still alive.
Cheeto is still alive.
Yes.
Not happy, but alive.
Creeper. What is the creeper going to do?
And that's why I moved down there, because if he comes around that freaking corner, I'm going to shoot his ass. I'm going to keep shooting him.
Xena! Children, playing in the yard.
Alright, that's what he'll do.
We can't have that.
I can see you. You're in my territory. Leave.
Or, actually, no, you don't have any actions left anyway, so never mind. Doesn't matter if you see him or not.
I must protect my minions.
You do get an opportunity attack against him as he moves up behind you. So make your opportunity attack.
No.
All right.
I choose not to.
Does an AC 23 hit you?
Yes.
It's a one.
Well, you're flanking me now, so technically that's an opportunity attack. So no, it doesn't.
Okay.
Just barely.
Actually, no, it's not an opportunity attack. It's just a flanking attack.
Oh, okay. Then, okay.
So take 11 points of damage.
Sweet. Jeez Louisa. He's bloody.
And Cowan, now you're up.
Everyone is bloody. Oh.
Did you find it?
Shift over. Going to do an attempt at a lovely holy strike on this guy, or really a valiant strike, I should say. 26.
That'll hit him.
There we go.
13 points of damage.
Nice.
And that's divine damage. Lovely.
Okay.
Then I, as a minor action, quaff my potion of healing.
Okay. And then we're back at the top of the round.
Mm-hmm.
Seth.
Magic missile, the one with the...
biggest stack.
Yeah.
The
one who's currently closest to you?
No.
Limpy.
Limpy.
Okay. Roll it.
Who would gladly pay for a cheeseburger today.
I'd rather pay Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
That'll hit him. I have a feeling that Limpy is going down.
I would hope so, after the amount of damage you've been doing to this bastard. He needs to go down.
7 damage.
That'll do it.
Woohoo!
He tumbles off the giant column of...
You got a curse on him.
Mm-hmm. I gotta decide where I'm going.
He tumbles off the giant column of goo.
So I'd need to stay away from... 34. We're there for now. Everybody but the one dude is cursed.
You still can't see him.
All right.
Nope.
No, you can't.
Somebody needs to kill him. Oh, yeah, I guess I can see him over around the
you
corner.
You can draw a line from this corner to this corner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can see him.
He's going to be cursed.
We're about to gang up on him.
Fang Yi.
Horribly murder him.
I hope so. Missile weapons on the Berserker kill that freaking guy that almost killed me.
Fang Yi, you're up.
Oh, I am bloody.
We just did Seth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we just did Seth.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. All right, Fangy.
Is there a way for me to move around and get the creeper guy?
Yeah, because you can move back between us without any problem.
So. Over there. And take a swipe at him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or you could move over here and do one of your things where you can attack multiples if you want.
No, they're not next to each other.
But they're adjacent to you.
But they're not next to each other.
They're not adjacent to each other.
Okay, that's
but you could, for example, then attack the creeper and Gaz. That would work.
No, thanks.
Die. I would rather attack, die again.
I'll attack a creeper and the wall. How's that?
So she can get that cleave off?
Bird strike.
Okay.
My dice suck today.
Against the creeper?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not the only one.
13.
13 will not hit him.
You're fired.
I am.
Give me one.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and... I should be able to walk up one spot. Is that correct?
Well, you'll be adjacent to this dude if you do that.
Yeah,
and the creeper.
And the creeper.
And the creeper, yes.
But it doesn't provoke.
No.
No.
No, and as long as you're not doing a ranged attack, it's...
Yeah. Which I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and try and do a healing strike on the berserker. We'll see how that works. Oh, that's not going to hit him. 12 versus AC.
Against who?
The berserker.
Not going to do it. Actually, yeah, against either one. It's not going to work.
You can say, is the creeper suddenly have a lower than 12 AC?
No.
So it would suck for the creeper.
Sorry.
But only for the next 3 seconds.
Oh, damn.
All right, well, the berserker was that wondering if he was going to move up and
3 seconds of ours.
Beat the hell out of the squishy mage, but since you moved up, now he has a new target.
Okay.
So, the berserker is going to try and attack Iona. And does an AC 14 hit you, Iona?
It doesn't.
Okay. Gaz, you're up.
That I came up forward. So I didn't go after you.
Yeah, I think you've got more hit points than I do.
The creeper is flanked, but not by me.
I don't really have 6 temporary. The maximum is only 31.
I thought that, you know...
The temporary goes above it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can't heal more than...
Are we dead yet?
No.
Not yet.
Working on it.
No, the berserker did try to hit me, though, and was sad.
It tried and failed.
It tried and failed. He was at a disadvantage anyway, because as long as he's marked by her, he takes penalty.
Yep.
Oh, that mark went away.
How did it go away?
How does it go
away? Mark
only
goes away at... your marks go away at the end of the next turn, so that mark is gone.
Yep, that's true.
He has to renew it every turn, too, basically.
Sly Flourish on Creeper.
No, I don't.
Versus AC?
Target.
I'll hit him.
I don't have to maintain my mark. My mark is... The target remains marked until I use the power on another target.
Oh, right.
Or if I fail to engage the target.
So if
I fail to be in either attack that target
points to the Creeper.
Or be in a square adjacent to that target.
Yeah.
Creeper is still...
So mine lasts until the next turn.
Okay.
Okay. Cheeto!
Alright, well, I curse the one dude. The creeper dude.
Okay.
Curse the creeper.
Cursed. And then I vaporize him with witch fire. Take this! Maybe not. It's versus reflex.
Okay. His reflex is 17.
No, that's not gonna happen. I got a 14.
Sadness.
And then I will probably stay... Do I want to stay there? No, just be on the safe side. I'll move down here. Watch those two corridors. be close to the stairs. So when Orcus comes out, goes, "Oh!" Like, screw this, I'm out.
I'm out here.
Okay, well, Creeper feels like he's probably on his last legs, and there's probably not much he can do to get out of it. So he's going to stay right where he is. And let's see, who's he going to stab? Oh, so many bloody targets.
Stab me. I volunteer.
Looks like they might be going down soon.
Come on.
Bring it on.
But he feels such a sense of kinship with Gaz. He's tried to get Gaz a number of times.
I'll drop my axe. Come on, bring it.
And miss with an AC-9.
See, you should have tried to hit me.
Clearly. And Cowan, you're up.
Move up to there. Valiant strike on the creeper.
Okay.
Over to the 18.
Not gonna do.
And then I'll go ahead and mark the berserker.
Okay. Back to the top of the round, Seth.
Magic missile the berserker.
All right. Berserkers have lasted way longer than that.
Right.
Nice.
So, max damage.
8, 12 damage.
Nice. Nicely done.
Berserkers were stronger than the priest.
Fang Yi.
Oh, let's
you
try.
You actually have the creeper flanked.
Let's try the bird strike on the creeper, because Fang Yi's just frustrated.
You're adding 2 to whatever it tells you to add, because you
wrote
flank.
His name in your in.
Good, as I'm standing
forehead.
There.
Maybe there'll be nothing but a little statue.
Magic missile. Dink.
21.
That'll hit him.
Yay. You're gonna
actually
hit
23,
it.
But yeah.
Okay, whatever. As long as it hits, I don't care.
A lot of
dice.
I'm
gonna get it now.
That's her big daily power.
I'm mad. I'm tired of taking a beating. Someone has to get it. And the priest died before I could do it, so.
Whoops.
There's still Calero.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I gotta sleep. I can't help anybody.
Go lock ourselves in our creepy tomb again.
25?
Okay. That killed him.
He is a fine red paste.
Actually, he's a fine black paste. In fact, an exploding fine black paste. As he dies, he screams, and the blackness oozes out of him and just explodes, blinding everyone, except for you and you.
Except for me.
Awesome. What automatically blinds us?
Yes.
We don't get a saving throw. Or...
Wow, that's leather.
You are blind.
That stinks.
The save ends.
That
you get a you do save, but it's you're blind until you make the save.
That is
stupid.
Lame.
It's like lit carpetbagger. I don't know what it means, but I'm gonna call you it anyway.
Hey, I heard something explode.
Great combat advantage. You can't see any target. You take a -10 penalty perception checks, and you can't flank. Basically, any target you attempt to attack has total concealment.
This is my spike.
That's nice, and now it's my turn.
Yes.
Which means I'm going to shift backwards.
Okay.
Do you have anything that gives us bonus to saves at this point?
Not everyone.
I mean, it's a standard
it
save. There are no penalties, but you're blind until you make the save.
Well, and it's the end of my turn now, so...
So, 10 or better.
Yeah, no. That's a 7, so I'm still blind.
Still blind! Oh! Now the Berserker gets to go. Let's see. But you're the one who challenged him, so
yep.
He's going to beat the tar out of you. Or attempt to. So, you grant combat advantage to him, so he gets a +2 to hit you.
Hmm?
Is he, is he not bloodied?
Nope.
No.
We have...
AC 14 hit you.
No.
Okay. Clearly, I need to switch to a new die.
No, keep that one.
No, she hit him.
She did.
We like that
I know
one.
I
Gaz!
She didn't.
You're up, and blind.
There's somebody to your left and right.
You're flanked by party members.
Yeah. Well, you do remember that you have party members, right?
Stab! Stab!
It's possible that they spontaneously changed into monsters. I mean, anything is really possible, but... it's kind of unlikely.
I'm just going to take my save.
All right.
No, I hate you.
Shit.
Still blind. Just missed.
Cheeto! You are not blind.
When does... Let's see who goes in order here.
Cheeto, and then...
Yeah.
Because the creeper is now. No more.
Jimmy, Seth, Fangy.
All right. I'm going to use Eye Bite. Going with the theme.
Let's blind him. Yeah.
That'll hit him.
Probably hit.
At least it blinds him.
Versus will.
Okay. Where you are, yeah.
Well, his will's a mighty 14.
So that's going to be 6-7 points of damage.
Okay.
What's he doing?
So I'm invisible to him.
Okay.
So I'm going to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4
He will get a swing at you.
Even though he's blind?
Yes.
Can't see me?
He can't see
you. He has total concealment against him.
You have total concealment, which means he takes a minus 5 to hit you, but yes. He can still swing at you.
I think he'll take damage. He'll take damage.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because...
1, 2, 3
Mark.
5, 6 He's probably going to kill me.
Anyway.
He's going to kill me. He's going to crit on me. I'm going to splatter everywhere.
18.
That hit.
Okay.
Oh, even with minus 10? Actually, no.
With the minus 5.
I have another minus 2 because I moved.
Damage.
Okay.
So it's a 15, so therefore he didn't hit me.
He takes what? 6 points of radiant?
6 points of radiant damage.
Oh.
He has plenty.
Oh, he just barely missed me. With my shadow walk.
Alright, that it for you, Cheeto?
I caused damage on you. That's all that matters.
Cowan.
Damn barbecue sauce. Slap yourself and he could
divine
smell
metal
you.
On Fangy. Fangy, make a save against your blindness at plus 3.
Yes.
20.
Okay, you are now not blind.
Thank you.
And then I will go ahead and use a healing surge. And use my second wind. And that's my turn.
Okay.
Let's see. I am no longer blinded, so...
Alright. Seth.
Now...
In terms of your curse... I will miss
Does it
horribly.
Go away because you didn't engage him? Or
nope.
Just
the engaging means I have to either attack him or be in a square adjacent to him.
Okay.
Alright.
Ah.
So it's still... If I go and attack someone else, then it does go away.
Right.
But
Fangy.
I'm not doing
shifting
that.
And charging.
Yeah.
Actually, you could just go...
You
could actually just move straight on up to him and not have to charge him. You can just... Well, you can just move up and do one of your abilities rather than a basic attack.
Oh, I'm up to him.
Smack him! Look at that.
Crush his bow.
Break his head! Break his mace!
15.
15 will hit.
Ooh, okay.
That's cool. Not
make
good.
His mace limp.
Because he's wearing a loincloth and has a axe.
Nice.
What is this? 26?
Okay. He's bloodied.
Oh no.
He's and gets a free attack. Which he will use on you. but probably not hit you because AC.
Does he need a 23?
No.
Did you make your save?
Served. Yes, I'm not blind.
Alright. Iona.
Oh, sorry. Get in there with the Ankoot.
I'm sure the berserking cultists of Orcus would stop as well if Cinnamon was being cute.
Oh, come on, look at her.
Right.
So, you're staring at the blood corpse of what used to be a cat. Are you doing anything else?
I'm pretending to stare because I'm blind.
So,
so I can't do anything.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead.
You can't do anything.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do? I can't hit anything.
You could try to Lance of Faith.
You can try to hit something. It's just you're at -5.
You just take a -5 to do it.
Oh, what the hell? I guess I'll go ahead and try and Lance of Faith him.
Because you're still going to get your save at the end. The save isn't an action.
And, by a 2, it's just not going to work, so.
And Berserker gets to go again.
We'll try to hit you
again.
She's got a save for her blindness.
I'm not blind.
She's longer blind. Hooray. And the Berserker will swing and miss you. Gaz.
Poofter. All right, Mr. Non-Blind Gaz.
I'm still blind.
No, he's still blind.
Still blind.
Damn it.
I wish I wasn't.
Just don't go to your right 2 spaces. That would be bad.
Bad.
Huh.
Oh, crap. I'll go in after him. Oh. I wonder if Orcus would wear me as a hat.
Who do you get these things?
Lurks in the mind of Cheeto.
You almost made the DM laugh out loud. He's fighting it really hard.
And that will be what I ask him if Orca shows up. All right.
Let's take this dude out.
Okay.
What do you do, guys?
What are you doing, guys? What the heck? I'll take a death strike on him because that gives me to move up 2. So it goes. Yeah, I have to go there to get him, but. So he's got concealment on me, which is what, -5?
You take a -5 to hit him.
Okay. 18 his AC?
Yes, it does.
Like,
watch the nails, you're
nice. I smell a foul stench!
Your slain should be right around here.
8 points of damage.
Okay, and he's still up. Turns out he doesn't need a spleen.
Apparently.
He has 2 or 4 of them.
He just is
running around.
It's like a cow. He has extra stomach.
So many organs.
Cheeto. Will the other berserker survive long enough?
6. Does he have a hat?
Does the berserker have a hat?
No, that wasn't the berserker. That was the main dude.
Does the main dude have... Yes, he has a helmet.
Chunk.
Okay, you are now wearing a horned helmet.
Sweet! Now I'm going to zap people.
You are going to get punted into that pit.
Whoa! I'm just like...
You zap yourself, apparently.
It turns out that you put the helmet on backwards. The opening is in the back.
Oh!
Well, I do try to cast eyebite, but obviously no.
You eyebite yourself.
Ah!
You can't see yourself, which is a really odd sort of a thing, feeling.
Whoa. I'm invisible!
And finally, Cawin. Are you going to take us home? Are you going to...
I'll do what I bloody well can.
Destroy at long last.
She disappeared.
Probably.
No.
Saga continues.
I forgot to do my saving throw.
Yes!
Yay!
You get your save too. Or no, you
I'm already not blind.
Seth!
Kate just rolls poorly. Magic missile!
Oh, there we go.
Alright, damage.
Seth's gonna have more kills than anybody in this combat.
Yes!
Seth's putting notches on his staff there.
Actually, no, Seth uses a wand.
4.
Do you have
9 damage?
9 is enough to kill the berserker.
Yay!
Once again, Seth is like, ha!
Take that!
Seth powers his magic missiles a little bit different for the kill shots. So.
Yeah. Well.
Now I'm sure Calorel Light comes out of the pit.
No, but you can hear chanting down coming up from the pit below.
Crap. We don't have time. We don't have time to take a long rest.
Take out my sleeping bag.
To like chuck the sleeping bag down the grate in the middle.
See if you can break one of the pillars.
Eric,
yeah,
the guy's body. I just scurry over and I just start scraping it in a bag. Just the whole body.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
He can produces, you get back out here?
He produces a. Is it? What I'm thinking it is?
Yes.
Okay. He produces a belt pouch that is about this big. And he opens it up, and he, like, stretches it a little bit, and starts shoving the body in it.
What
Luke,
the hell
is easier
are
this
you
way.
Doing?
And it just keeps going in. Farther than it should.
Where did you get that?
And finally,
I told you I'm not a ghoul.
And finally, the feet disappear into the bag.
Why are you storing a dead body?
So we can loot him later. We should go.
Yes, we have to go deal with Calorel, obviously.
Oh,
God. I don't think we have... I don't think it's an option for us to go rest for a day.
No,
or rest
no.
for several no. hours and come back. But hopefully we get 5 minutes at the very least.
So we can use our encounter powers back.
Do we have them back now?
You may have your encounter powers back. You may use... enough healing surges, or you may use as many healing surges as you wish.
Okay,
here
we have the thing.
29.
This is gonna suck. I don't have the daily.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't used any of my dailies yet, so.
And
we should probably call it there.
Yes. And we are going to call it here.
There
you can hear chanting coming up from the pit below. The four corners here. Each have a chain dangling down into the pit, and the chain disappears into darkness. And wafting up from the pit is the smell of more fresh blood.
Lovely. Okay, don't forget to write down how many healing surges you guys have left.
Right.
I have all of them.
So, when do you want to play again? Because we have... the next encounter is the big one. It is the end.
The finale.
The very last one.
It can't be next Sunday.
Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
¶¶
listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and BC would make everything alright.